Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
The Ag Central Radio Network recently visited with John Sandbachen of the National Sunflower Association to get a sunflower planting update, not only in the state of North Dakota, but nationally.
Oh, no, there are still some folks that were planting over the weekend. I know, like you'd mentioned, there were some fathers in the planter going at it this weekend, and I would assume that there's still a little bit more that's going to be going in the ground here this week, but pretty much things were pretty much wrapped up this weekend, but you know, there's always still some folks that are trying to get a little more acreage in this week. You know, we have been behind the five-year average, and of course last year, which was unbelievable as far as getting things done early. But, you know, it's amazing how quickly things got caught up with some drier weather, warmer weather, and, you know, guys are out there just really hitting it hard and getting the crop in. If you look at the Dakotas, Minnesota, we're obviously behind last year, and we were behind the five-year average, but made a lot of progress. But if you get into the High Plains states, Kansas, Colorado, Oklahoma and Texas, they're kind of on schedule with the five-year average. You know, they've been drier there, obviously, and then their issue is that they've been waiting for a little bit of moisture before they planted versus, you know, putting it into the ground, you know, and just really where it's dry. So they're basically, you know, close to that five-year average, and in cases they might be a little bit ahead of it.
Sandbachen also talked about the popularity and the price currently for sunflowers.
No, I think we're going to be up all across the board. Just looking at, you know, the various states, whether it be the Dakotas, Minnesota, into the High Plains, you know, the demand for sunflower oil is just huge right now, obviously, with what's going on in Russia and Ukraine. That has really taken a lot of oil off the market and really opened up a lot of opportunities for sunflower. And that's why you see prices at $40 to $42.50 right now, 100 weight at the crush plants. I mean, there is very strong demand for that available seed, and new crop prices also are record levels at $34 to $35 a 100 weight right now. So sunflower is in a very strong position and one that we look forward to, you know, staying that way for the rest of this year. You know, this year, obviously, the prices are so attractive. We're getting some new growers. I visited with quite a few folks in Minnesota, North Dakota, and South Dakota, especially, and even into Nebraska that are brand new growers. And then there are also people that, you know, that I talked to that they're doing it for the first time, or their grandpa grew sunflowers, or their dad might have, and they've been out of it for a few years, but you know, when you look at the price of where sunflowers are at and yields being at least a ton an acre, I mean, it's just a really good cash crop this year.
Again, that was John Sandbachen of the National Sunflower Association. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. We'll be back with more in just a minute.